Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Mustard Seed Kids. You'll be glad you came along today. Have you ever heard of a mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about a mustard seed in faith in Matthew 17, verse 20, when he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you."
Hey, Ted, your announcer guy here. That's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. Be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little different, so you'll want to look them up for yourself. Just gather your dads, moms, grandparents, neighbors, dogs, cats, everyone, and let your faith grow.
I love being a teacher. Not only do I teach the children, but I learn myself. Do you remember what a parable is? Yes, it's a comparison or an illustration. Jesus taught in many parables or comparisons. Here is something I learned while studying Matthew 13, verses 13 and 14. He spoke in parables because the people were spiritually dull. You know what dull is, right? It means slow to think or understand, lacking in interest. The people Jesus was speaking to were lacking in their interest or spiritual things, or were slow in understanding of what he was saying about spiritual things. Whatever the reason, we'll continue to explore those thoughts in each of the following episodes.
Thank you, Miss Lori. Well, everyone, have you ever thought of your heart as being like a rocky place that's not ground, covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of a solid rock? That will be our illustration today. Grab your faith journals, you know, those notes you've been keeping about how God has increased your faith. As we learn today, you may want to draw some illustrations, that's pictures, in your journal so you can understand what Jesus was teaching. Okay, let's join the Mustard Seed Kids.
And the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
He's the God I want to know.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what He wants to grow in us. Let's see what the Mustard Seed Kids and everyone will learn about faith today.
Yes, it's time to get up and get the jokes moving. I have a great one for Miss Lori today, but I'll try it out on Mom first. She just loves my jokes.
Good morning, Brian. You're up and moving quickly. What's the hurry?
I just can't wait to try my joke on Miss Lori. But first, I want to know if you get it.
Oh, Brian, you know I love your joke. Go ahead. Let's see if I get it.
Okay. What's the difference between a teacher and a railway engineer?
Well, Brian, that's an excellent question. Are you sure this is a joke?
Yes, Mom. Come on. Come on, Mom. What is the difference between a teacher and a railway engineer?
Oh, honestly, Brian, I have no idea. Tell me, what is the difference between a teacher and a railway engineer?
Wow, what's for breakfast? It sure does smell good.
I'm starved. Hey, Mom, what's cooking?
How about some pancakes and bacon?
Yum!
Hey, you two interrupted my joke telling. Just listen, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Mom, do you know the answer? What is the difference between a teacher and a railway engineer?
I have no idea, Brian. JR and Andy, do you know the answer?
I have no idea.
Me either.
Okay, everyone. The answer is... One train's the mind and the other mind's the train.
Brian!
I love it! Oh, Miss Lori is going to love it too. One train's the mind and the other mind's the train.
Boys, it's okay. Brian is right, you know. God has called teachers to train your mind.
Okay. You're right, Mom. Can I pray for the food this morning?
Of course, JR.
Lord, thank you for this food you have given us this morning. Be with us at school today and help Miss Lori to train our minds.
Okay, you three. The bus will be here soon. Let's get eating.
Mom, this is really good. Thanks.
I'll say thanks, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, dear. I see the bus coming. You three better get a move on. Have a wonderful day at school. I love you.
Love you, too.
Me, too. One train's the mind and the other mind's the train. Oh, Miss Lori is going to just joke.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day, and I'm so glad you're all here. And Julie, we're glad you are here today, too.
Thanks, Miss Lori. I'm glad to be here today, too. I'm excited to see the drawings everyone made.
I am too, Julie. Does anyone have something you want to share before we begin?
I do!
Miss Lori, I heard the question Brian is going to ask you. It's really something to think about.
I'm sure it will be. Okay, Brian, what do you want to ask me?
Well, oh, you are going to love this.
I'm sure I am.
Come on, Brian, you're wasting time.
Brian, hurry up.
It's okay, Brian. Miss Lori is going to love it.
Okay, what is the difference between a teacher and a railway engineer?
Well, I have no idea. What is the difference, Brian?
One train's the mind and the other mind's the train. Get it?
Yes, I get it. Thank you for that reminder, Brian. You have started our school day off just right.
Good joke, Brian. I'll have to remember that one. God just used you to help me understand the role of a teacher. I love it. That's why I want to be a teacher. I want to train minds to think and learn. I'm getting excited about my time in this classroom. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome, Cousin Julie. Glad I could help.
Well, everyone, let's begin our day. Did you draw the illustrations about the parables of the sowers?
Yes, here's mine. Here, look at mine.
Here's mine, Miss Lori. I really had trouble with it. I just don't understand what Jesus was saying.
Well, I think you three understand more than you think. Tomorrow we will talk about it. You three certainly aren't spiritually dull. Keep asking the Lord to help you understand what He is saying.
You mean He'll help me understand?
Yes, He will. Just ask.
Ryan, that was embarrassing. I don't believe you said that to Miss Lori.
Well, I don't care what you two think. Miss Lori liked it. So, there. See you later.
What a brother. He can be so embarrassing sometimes.
True, but Miss Lori did like it. Come on, we're going to be late for our next class.
One trains the mind, and the other minds the train. Lord, you certainly do know how to get my attention. Thank you for using Brian today. You remind me of why I'm here at Plantville Christian School. Help me to train their minds and to grow in faith each day too.
Miss Lori, thank you for allowing me to be part of your classroom. I'm learning so much from the children and you. I had no idea what I was going to learn, but the Lord has affirmed that I am to be a teacher. This is going to be a great year.
You're welcome, Julie. I'm glad you're here too. One trains the mind, and the other minds the train. Oh, that is so good.
Oh my, I wasn't watching the time. Where has this day gone? It's just about time for the children to be home. I had better get busy getting supper ready. Mm-hmm. You know, Lord, I've been thinking about the parable of the sower and the four soils all day. I really don't understand the parable yet, but I think I want to have the heart that is like the good soil. The others seem to be, well, just troublesome. I keep remembering Brian's thought about you putting a tape measure around the heart. Wow, that was good. I want my heart to measure big. Thank you, Lord.
Ted here. Wow. I have an idea. Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, has written a song called The Sower. It explains the difference between the soil. Let's listen. It sure has helped me learn what Jesus was saying in this parable.
No. Then listen to the story of the sower and tell me which kind of heart you want to have. The sower.
The sower.
Went out to sow.
To plant some seeds.
In hopes that they would grow. Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower. Went out to sow. To plant some seeds. In hopes that they would grow. Some seed fell on the rocks.
Ouch!
Some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower. Went out to sow. To plant some seeds. In hopes that they would grow. Some seed fell on the weed. Some seed fell on the rocks.
Ouch!
Some seed fell on the path.
The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. The sower,
the sower,
went out to sow,
went out to sow,
to plant some seeds,
to plant some seeds,
in hopes that they would grow,
hopes that they would grow.
Some seed fell on the good soil, some seed fell on the weeds, some seed fell on the rocks,
ouch,
some seed fell on the path. The sower went out to sow in hopes the seed he threw would grow. Well, the birds ate the seed on the path.
Twinkle.
And the sun burned the seed on the rocks.
Ouch.
The seeds and the weeds were choked, you see. But the seed on the good soil grew and grew.
Ah, like the word of God.
Of God to grow in me.
Me too.
And do you know how you can tell when that's happening?
How?
Well, if God's word is planted in your heart, then you'll have the fruit of the Spirit to show for it.
The fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah, like love and joy and peace. You know, that kind of fruit.
Oh.
Ted here again. Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for writing that song and helping us understand the parable of the sower. Let's listen in to what happened the next day.
All right, it's another day that the Lord has given to us. I'm ready to get up and get moving. The jokes are ready to be told, and I'm looking to make people laugh.
Oh, it can't be morning. It's still dark outside. I must have said it for the wrong time.
Oh, Andy, it is morning, and it's time to get up. And we can't be late for school. Come on. Mom has breakfast ready. I can smell it, and Brian is coming down the hall. Hurry up. Okay, but I don't really want to get up. Can I just sleep 5 more minutes? Please?
No! 5 minutes are not an option. Now get up.
Go away, Brian. We're getting up. Go downstairs with Mom.
Is everything okay in there?
We are fine, Brian. Now go away.
Okay. But before I go, did you guys hear the news?
No, what news?
There was a fight on the train passing through Plantville last night.
Really?
Yeah, the conductor punched the ticket.
Brian!
Oh, good morning, Brian. What was that noise about?
Oh, I just asked the twins if they heard about the fight on the train that was passing through Plantville last night.
Really, Brian? I didn't hear anything about it on the radio this morning.
Well, it'll probably make the headlines because the conductor punched the ticket. Do you get it, Mom? The conductor punched the ticket?
Yes, Brian, I got it. God certainly has given you a gift of humor to make this family laugh. Now, could you please set the table before the twins come downstairs?
Sure, Mom, and I'm glad you like my gift.
Brian, I love your gift, and you.
Thanks, Mom. Well, if it isn't the two sleepyheads who missed the fight on the train.
Very funny, Brian.
Not.
Okay, Brian, is the table set?
Set and ready to go.
Then let's sit down and eat before the bus comes. Who wants to pray this morning?
I will. Can we join hands around the table, Mom?
Oh, yes, that's a great idea, JR.
Do I have to? I don't really feel like holding Andy's hand.
Brian, it's not about how you feel. It's about joining our hands in agreement as we pray.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the good night's rest and for this new day. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for the food you have given us.
May it strengthen our bodies and help us have the energy we need at school today. Help us to do our best at learning today, too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard something at school yesterday that I forgot to tell everyone.
Is this another joke? Oh, please, Ryan.
No, seriously. Ryan said that while waiting in the exam room at Dr. Bridges' office, his 4-year-old sister, Amanda, was looking at the wall charts hanging there. Soon, her attention was captured by a chart showing multiple views of the heart.
Oh yes, I've seen those.
I have too.
Well, when she started to look troubled, Ryan asked her, "What's wrong?" As she looked at the chart, she replied, "I don't see Jesus in there." She was very serious. Ryan didn't know what she meant. Why did she say that, Mom?
I don't know for sure what she was thinking, but probably she was reminded of the Sunday school lesson this past week when the teacher asked everyone if Jesus lived in their hearts.
Yes, I agree. She didn't see the image of Jesus in the person's heart on the chart and was questioning it because of the Sunday school lesson.
Brian, you don't remember what it was like when you were 4 years old, do you? You asked some of the same questions.
Really? Did I, Mom?
Yes, Brian, you did. I believe what I read last night before going to bed in Daniel chapter 2:22 would be a fitting explanation for all of this.
Tell us, Mom, what did you read?
He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him.
I don't understand, Mom.
J.R., what I believe this scripture says is God will reveal the deep and hidden things to us that we may not understand. Ryan's sister was asking a question that was very important to her. She didn't understand why the picture of Jesus wasn't in that wall chart. She really thought, as only a small child can, that when we say Jesus lives in our hearts, that he is physically there. Well, good morning, Julie. You are just in time to help me explain a Bible truth to the children.
Good morning, Aunt Betty. This sounds interesting. I heard what you were saying. Maybe I can help.
Thanks, Julie.
When we ask Jesus into our heart, Brian, we are saying, "Jesus, change my heart to be more like yours. I believe you are God's Son who came to earth to teach us how to be like our Heavenly Father. Forgive me for the things I do wrong. Take them away. I want to be like you and follow you." And then each day as we confess our sins, we are forgiven. And it's like a surgeon operating on our hearts. Do you guys remember when I would tell lies?
Oh, we certainly do. Julie, that was not a very pleasant time in your life or ours.
I know. But one day, I realized that Jesus never told a lie, and neither should I. It was like a light bulb went on. My lying was a sin, and I asked Jesus to take it away and live in my heart.
Yes, and we all saw a change in you.
It was a good change, Cousin Julie.
So I believe that Jesus came and began to do a work in my heart, like he was living there and taking the desire to lie away little bit by little bit.
You might say that he operated on your heart, Cousin Julie.
Yes, you might say that.
A 4-year-old believes without questioning. If Amanda's teacher told her that Jesus lives in your heart when you ask him to forgive you, then Amanda pictures Jesus living in her heart.
So that's what Jesus meant when he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Wow, the scripture just came alive to me. Awesome, it all fits together. I understand now.
Amen.
Wow, God is revealing his truth to all of you. I hope you pass it on to your friends.
Well, Mom, I can't wait to hear about the next heart condition that Miss Lori must share with us.
Well, it couldn't be any worse than the heart that is like a path.
Do you all remember what the four soils were that represent our heart conditions? Jesus shared them in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9.
I remember that the first soil was the path, and the birds came and ate the seed, right?
Brian, you always get the first one. I remember that one too. And the second soil or heart condition, that was the rocky place. That's not ground covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of solid rock. So the seeds that were planted sprang up quickly, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no roots.
Brian and JR, you've both remembered. That's wonderful. Andy, do you know the next soil or heart condition?
I believe it is the soil that produced thorns which grew up and choked the plants, right?
You're all doing very well. Now there's one more soil or heart condition. It's the one we should all pray to have.
I know, Mom. The fourth soil is the good soil, which produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown.
Now for the important question. What is the meaning of the heart whose condition is like a path? Does anyone remember?
I do. God wants us to hear the message about his love for us and how he wants a relationship with us. He sent his son Jesus to help us, but the heart that is like a path only hears the words and doesn't understand what his relationship is all about. Satan comes and steals the words away from your heart. It is like a path. You don't believe God or want a relationship with him. Faith is not growing in your heart.
That's right, JR. We'll talk about the other heart conditions tonight. Maybe Miss Lori will have time to share with you too. Now hurry before you miss the bus, and don't forget your faith journals.
Got it. See you after school, Mom. Love you.
Got it. See you, Mom. Love you.
Got it. See you later, Mom. Love you.
I love you three, too. See you this afternoon. Be sure to listen and obey your teachers.
We will.
Ted here again, and now we have a word from one of our sponsors, Scriptur-Myosin. Listen carefully, everyone. Are you tired? No pep, no energy? Have you ever got the poorlies? Someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down, depressed, feeling sorry for yourself? Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Are you looking at life through soot-colored glasses? Does today seem like a last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean at you this morning? Kids got you down? Think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape. But you're never fear. Hallelujah. Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all. The pepper-upper. The pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form, that old-fashioned remedy, Scriptur-Myosin. Proven to be 100% effective in millions of cases, Scriptur-Myosin comes in a book form with verses, doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for serious cases. So, if you're suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's Scriptur-Myosin. 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 And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size. And now let's return to the Mustard Seed Kids and the rest of the episode.
My goodness, everyone seems excited today. Does anyone have something they want to share before you go to your classes? Yes, Brian, what is it?
Is London the foggiest place in the world?
No, I don't think so. I've been in a place much foggier than London.
Really? Where was that?
I don't know where it was. It was too foggy to see.
Oh, Miss Lori, that was a good joke. I can see I'm rubbing off on you.
Yes, you are, Brian. But that joke was an easy one.
Did you hear that? Miss Lori got Brian in his own joke. She's catching on to him.
Yes, she is. I think she must have told jokes when she was a child.
Okay, everyone. It's time to go to your classes. Let's have a great day with Jesus and learn all you can. Julie, would you please take over for a few minutes? I need to go to the office.
Sure, Miss Lori. Okay, class. I would like to see your illustrations about the parable of the sower in your faith journals, the one that shows your heart condition as a path. Please open them so I can check to see how you are doing. Well, this class certainly is not spiritually dull. Your illustrations are excellent. You are understanding very well. For your assignment tonight, I want you to write the meaning of this parable as Jesus explained it. Yes, Andy? Do you have a question?
I don't understand why you call this a faith journal.
You see, Andy, in your journal you are writing down your thoughts about what you are learning and observing. Since it is a journal about your faith, you are drawing and writing in this notebook things that the Lord is teaching you. So, your faith is growing.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, I see you all have your Bibles open to Matthew chapter 13. Could someone please read verses 5 and 6?
May I?
Certainly, JR, go ahead.
Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root.
That certainly won't be a difficult picture to draw. But what does it all mean, Julie?
Well, let's look at the explanation Jesus gave in verses 20 and 21 of Matthew chapter 13. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away.
So the person who has a heart like a rocky place says to himself, it's too hard to obey God's word.
That's a good way of saying it, Andy. You see, the person received the message about God's love for them with great joy, but they didn't have a strong understanding or didn't continue reading their Bible, praying, or spending time in their relationship with the Lord. So, when troubles began to happen in their lives, or people made fun of them for following Jesus, being a Christian, they couldn't take the heat and decided it was too hard to obey God's word, and went back to living their lives the way they had before.
Julie, I don't want my heart to be like the rocky places. What should I do?
J.R., when you are following Jesus, you are spending time with him in the quiet, with no distractions. It's like you are sitting at his feet, listening to every word he says. As you spend time with the Lord, you get to know him and what he wants you to do. Then, when situations come into your life, you make a choice. Will you follow Jesus and do what he wants you to? Or will you think it is too hard because the troubles are too difficult?
I can see how that could happen. Troubles aren't fun. The people can be very nasty too, but I can see what we should have to decide whether to let the troubles and problems take us away from the Lord or take us closer to him.
That's exactly right, JR. I heard a song recently that said, my trials, or problems, only come to make me strong. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word.
Really?
Really?
Yes, that's how our faith grows. With each trial, we learn to trust the Lord more and more. We learn that he is with us, he loves us. And the trials make our faith grow stronger. It's like the mustard seed. It starts out very small, but when it is planted and the rain comes and the sun shines, the seed will grow into a healthy, strong plant. In your faith journals, I would like you to illustrate this heart condition, the rocky places, and tell me about it.
Well, it sounds like everyone is thinking in here.
You mean you can hear us thinking? Wow!
Yes, I believe Julie is training your minds to think. That is obvious. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome, Miss Lori. I am really enjoying being a teacher. God prepared me for this.
Wow, I can't wait to tell Mom about this heart condition.
I can't wait to tell Brian. Oh, did I really say that?
See you tomorrow, Miss Lori and Julie. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Yes, thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. Lord, I am so thankful you brought me to Plantville to stay with my cousins. I'm learning more from them than what I ever thought I could. I pray that I never lose my teachable spirit. I want to learn all that I can about you from you. I love you, Lord.
Hey, you two! Wait up! What's the big hurry?
Hi, Brian. We can't wait to get home and share what we learned today. How was your day?
Really? Oh, my day was wonderful. I learned something very interesting today.
Yes, so did we. What did you learn?
Oh, I thought you would never ask. I learned about something that can travel all the way around the world and still stay in one corner. How about that?
Brian, that's impossible. Nothing can travel all the way around the world and still stay in one corner.
As a matter of fact, there is something. It's a postage stamp.
Brian, I don't get it.
Me either.
Okay, it's like this. Where do you put a postage stamp?
On an envelope, of course.
Where on the envelope, JR?
In the corner, of course.
And if you are sending the letter to someone in Germany, it goes around the world. Get it?
Brian!
Mom, we're home. Smells like chocolate chip cookies. Thanks, Mom.
Hi, Mom. May I have one?
Hi, Mom. They sure do look good.
Oh, you three always have a compliment for me. Thank you. Yes, you may each have one. Then put your things away and come tell me about your day. Do you want milk with your cookies?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Not so fast, you three. Let's not have an accident here. Sit down and tell me about your day.
Well, first of all, Brian's joke backfired on him because Miss Lori answered the joke differently than Brian intended.
Is that right, Brian?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, she did.
It was really good, Mom.
It sounds like your jokes are rubbing off on Miss Lori, Brian.
Yes, I think they are.
Well, what else happened today? What did you learn?
Julie shared the next heart condition with us, the rocky places. But Mom, it's not ground covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of solid rock. She said that when you are following Jesus, you're spending time with him in the quiet with no distractions. It's like you are sitting at his feet, listening to every word he says as you spend a time with the Lord. You get to know him and what he wants you to do. Then when situations come into your life, you make a choice. Will you follow Jesus and do what he wants you to do? Or will you think it is too hard because the troubles are too difficult?
Hey, let's go illustrate that in our faith journals.
Great idea. Come on, Andy.
Okay, you three, but don't forget that supper is in 30 minutes.
Thanks, Mom.
Wow. What about your heart? What would God discover? Is it like the rocky places where the seed did not have much soil? It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Are you the one who hears the word and at once receives it with joy? But since you have no root, your understanding about God only lasts a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, you quickly fall away. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and Heart Conditions, The Rocky Places. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow.
The episodes of the Mustard Seed Kids are being produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, Pennsylvania. Gifts from the First Baptist Church in Milton, Pennsylvania, and Christ Evangelical Church in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, have made this program possible. Their byline is Education Through Puppetry, and they present both religious and secular programs, that's non-religious, wherever God is calling them to go. You can find them on the web at www.HisKingdomKids.org. Why don't you try to draw the illustration of rocky soil? It will be fun to see what they look like. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who eternally seek him." Send your illustrations to us and we will respond. Be sure to put your name and address on your picture so that we can write back to you. Send them to Kingdom Kids Incorporated, 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. A special thanks for today's episode, which featured Ted Brungard as the announcer, that's me, Donna Bridge as narrator and writer, Liz Folk as mother or Aunt Betty, what a joy she is, Carol Watson as Miss Lori, our wise teacher, Harrison McDuffie as Brian, and what a jokester he is, Jonah Flower as J.R., one of the twin brothers, Max Stahl as Andy, the other twin brother, Kaylee Kessler as Cousin Julie, what a great teacher she is going to be, and thanks to Doug Bridge, our producer. And a special thank you to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his music. If you have comments or suggestions, please write to 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and that's Kingdom Kids, K-I-N-G-D-O-M-K-I-D-Z, Kingdom Kids, and we'll take your suggestions and recommendations into consideration. As always, we love serving God in faith every day. Until next time, we seek God and ask you to seek God and believe that He exists, and then your faith will grow as ours grows, and we and you will please God each and every day. See you next time in the Mustard Seed Kids as we learn about our hearts and where God's Word and our faith will continue to grow. And you can listen to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search for Kingdom Kids.
Flowers in the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to
are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
As we praise Jesus and love him, we grow to be more and more like him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.